The very private figure is about to go very public. We're talking about William Stephen Belichick, better known as Bill. The New England Patriots coach is the subject of a new two-part documentary film debuting tonight on the NFL Network titled A Football Life, Bill Belichick. Here's an excerpt.
So that would be kind of a timing type route. Now, the other one would be if you're scrambling. There you go. Good.
For a look under Belichick's well-known hoodie, the one he wears on the sidelines every weekend, we turn this morning to someone who's had a sneak peek at the film, Mike Reese, who reports on the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike Reese, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Bob.
Mike, the NFL says Bill Belichick was the first person ever wired for an entire season by NFL Films. After all these years of watching the NFL on TV and seeing the occasional NFL film, I have to say that I was surprised by that. Were you at all?
I was very surprised by it, Bob. You know, Bill Belichick is one who's very guarded by nature, both personally and with his football team. He often says what happens behind closed doors should stay behind closed doors. So to grant that access, I was quite surprised that Bill Belichick would do that.
Why do you think he did it?
You know, I think he's getting toward the end of his career. I don't think we're at the end point right now, but it was his 35th year in the NFL, and it was the Patriots' 50th year as a franchise. So I think those two milestone-type years, I think when the opportunity presented itself, I think Bill Belichick said, you know, this might be fun, and perhaps he was thinking about his legacy and having it documented by NFL Films, an organization that he respects very much.
So, is the film remarkable? Did you find it that way? And if so, how so?
Well, I enjoyed it. You know, remarkable is a strong word. I thought it left out some things that I would have wanted to see. So I would say it was very good. If you're a Patriots fan, you're going to want to see it because it sort of opens a door to Bill Belichick's, you know, life behind the scenes in football and also how he sort of relaxes away from football. You know, it opens with him on his boat in Nantucket, and I thought it was very interesting that the name of his boat is Five Rings, which represents his five Super Bowl rings. And to me, that was very interesting because it spoke to how much those mean to Bill Belichick.
Do we see this stoic figure, Bill Belichick, getting emotional at all during this film?
Surprisingly, Bob, we do. And it comes when he's back at Giants Stadium, where he was a longtime coach before he became a head coach working under Bill Parcells. And, you know, Giants Stadium was in its last year in 2009. And in his last game there, he goes back through the old Giants coaching offices, the old Giants locker rooms, and Bill Belichick chokes up when thinking back to his memories there, talking about how much time he spent and how he was just trying to make a name for himself at that point in his career.
Surprising to me how small it is. You know, I was just trying to establish my coaching career, be a good coach, win some games. It's hard not to get choked up about it. Damn, I spent a lot of hours in that room.
That, to me, was one of the more powerful moments of this film.
You know, I've heard other reporters who cover the Patriots daily say that they learned something about Belichick by watching this film, and I guess you had a little bit of that experience too.
I did. You know, I think, you know, to me, one of the things that I liked was to watch how he interacts with his players and the messages that he gives the players. There's signage throughout the, you know, the inner walls of the stadium. And so one example was after this was from the 2009 season, Bob, and one of the big moments from that season was when Bill Belichick decided to go for it on 4th and 2 in Indianapolis. And so they cut to footage when he's in the team meeting the next day on a Monday, and he tells the players to refer to the sign when they walk out the door. And the sign has four sayings that he wants the players to take with them. And one of them was ignore the noise. And he sort of refers to that. He says, so you're going to hear people say that I didn't have confidence in the defense because I went for it on 4th and 2. But just look at that sign, because that couldn't be further from the truth. Ignore the noise. So to me, it was interesting to watch how he motivates his team behind the scenes.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks a lot for speaking to us for the second time this week.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
The NFL Network will air the first part of A Football Life, Bill Belichick, tonight, and show the second installment next Thursday.